All right, last segment of the show. Should we do some Scam Busters, Pip?
Yes, absolutely.
Why don't you set this up while I cue up the music?
Okay, well, you know, our show goes back a long ways with busting scammers, romance scammers. And one of the ones that is famous on our hit parade is Juliana Avalos. And Davin really did a lot of research, and he was instrumental in making sure that Juliana, who first played herself off to be this innocent and nice, and I don't help those scammers, no. But then all of a sudden, she was involved in a multi-billion-dollar lawsuit against Match.com to sue them for allowing scammers to use her picture on the website. But it turns out, after some investigative reporting by our Davin here, that Juliana was not the golden child that she played herself to be, and actually, allegedly, sold her own photos to scammers for use scamming people, and also has her own hands dirty scamming people. We have evidence on the Davin Snow website of her doing so. And her, is it boyfriend or husband?
Boyfriend of, well, it might be common law, but I don't know what the rules in Florida. But they've been together like 15 years.
Yeah.
They got two kids.
Craig, her sweetie, has also had some interesting slips of the tongue when he's posting things on the internet. And he tells more about their situation and their doings than he means to. So, how's that?
That's very good. So, Craig, never one to be too cautious, posted a lengthy video online. So we'll try to get through as much of this as possible. I'm going to let it play for a while, and then we can pick it apart.
Yeah.
Sound good?
Yeah.
All alone, pick up the phone.
Interesting to me is that at the time when I press record on this camera, the time said 11:11. That's very interesting to me, because based on what I'm about to talk about, you know, the 11, the number 1111 stands for limit. Limit. L-I-M-I-T. If you look at the spelling of the word limit, you will clearly see 1111 in that word, right? Champagne. Perrier, Jouet, Rosé. So I like that, 1111. And I think, in this case, I'm going to move beyond the limit of something by telling a story, and it might be a long story. Damn. I don't know if I want to do it out here. But I guess it's the best place to do it. So I'm telling this story because, you know, I'm currently in a flow of laying it all out. And I find when you lay something out, something that's stirring, I move beyond it. So I want to talk about Nigerian scammers as they relate to Craig Grant. Right? Let's talk about that. This is because today I met with someone who is Nigerian. Now, I didn't know that before I actually met him in person, and I was really delighted because, listen, it is very hard to reach me. Vibrationally, it's very hard to stand in the same room where I am. You have to be totally self-confident, totally positive, totally self-aware, totally fearless to reach where I'm at, you know. So I gave up, you know, he was, you know, I would say, man, he's a very big fan of mine. You know, he doesn't want me to say that, you know, but I can't deny. There are those who love me. There are those who love me. And I come across individuals like this once a year. So, and it's a really pleasure. It's a really great pleasure to deal with someone. But he's from Nigeria. And I really like that because I have a very close spiritual relationship with the people of Nigeria, right? And I'm going to talk about that. Now, I have shied away from talking about that because there is a story involving me and them that is not a good story. It's a bad story, but it's not a true story, you know? And it's funny that even though the bad story is not a true story, I don't mind when others believe it, because it just shows me how dumb they are, you know? So let's get it started. This video is probably going to be really long, because this story is long, you know? I think. We'll see when I start talking. So, you know, I moved to Jamaica in 2002, built a house, moved in 2003. Now, up until that point, I had been earning money online, and I remained, let's say, top secret. I think it was in 2002, before I moved to Jamaica, I started a forum on Microsoft, you know, Microsoft groups. I had a Microsoft group where I started sharing pictures and videos of my life. Now, at the time, I was living in Miami Beach, very wealthy lifestyle. I had a wife and a girlfriend and two kids. And I thought, man, this is a really interesting lifestyle to have a wife and a girlfriend and two kids. And I didn't choose this. They chose this, you know. My flow was, listen, I'm not going to choose between you two. You know, you two women are choosing to be with me. I'm not going to choose between you. Right. So if you choose to stay with me because and be in a relationship like that, that's on y'all. One of you could leave, but you see, I have the millions and they have nothing. So what are they gonna do? Now, me personally, I would leave, but they chose to stay, and it was great. It wasn't that bad, right? But hey, so I started making pictures and videos of my lifestyle because I thought it was interesting. Now, another thing what's happened is that my current business model that I had of email newsletters was starting to fall apart, you know, because 9/11 happened, the economy was like in shambles, the Iraq war is about to start. You know, I saw it whereas, man, I'm done with this. I'm satisfied. I have a lot of money. I'm going to move to Jamaica. Well, I didn't say it. My Juliana suggested it. She's like, let's move to Jamaica. And I was like happy because finally. You know, I'm going to move to Jamaica. And it wasn't my suggestion. It was Juliana's. She's the American. My wife was from Bulgaria. She's got to go along with whatever anyone else will say, right? Because of her level or situation, right? Whereas Juliana, she's totally in control. You know, I can't tell her what to do. She's the one who has to say, let's move to Jamaica. So she said it, and we did. So once I got to Jamaica, eventually my wife left because she can't handle it. It's hard. You have to be a very confident, fearless person to live in Jamaica. Even Juliana left and then came back because it's harder. Life is harder here in America than it is with me in Jamaica, right? Jamaica, I'm just free chilling because I got the money. I got the money. And I'm building a house. So Juliana's there. And because I'm building a house, we live in a very poor house. You know, we live because I'm spending all the money on construction. So we rented a little shack, you know. And, you know, we're just living very, very simple. You know, in fact, at one point, we lived in a house that didn't have a bathroom. If you want to use the bathroom, we got to walk across the street to my grandmother's house, right? And we're still living very happy, and we're fine, you know, because in America, shit is like, there's a war going on, we don't want to be there. You know, it's just like, the lifestyle in America wasn't good at the time. So anyways, we're living in Jamaica, we're taking all these pictures and videos of our lifestyle. We upload them to the internet, and I found a new business model for myself because the email newsletters was falling apart. I created a business model whereas we would share our lives, daily lives, with pictures and videos, and I would charge our subscribers to have access, you know? So it was like a monthly, you know, charging by PayPal, and they pay, and we had our PayPal, and I'm using that money to live and build a house. I also promoted porn. I got into some porn marketing, and I actually made tons of money doing that. But along with making most of my money in porn, I also had on the side the service where I make pictures and videos of our daily lives, living in Jamaica, traveling around, having fun, and I charge for them. Juliana also had her own website. She was a model. You know, before we even moved to Jamaica, or was it? No, when we moved to Jamaica, what happened? What happened was when we moved to Jamaica, my wife, who's from Bulgaria, he's European, she did a nude photo shoot, right? With a very famous nude photographer in Jamaica. Now, because my wife and girlfriend are always in competition with each other, it seems like to me, you know, and my wife being European didn't have any problem doing a nude photo shoot. This is their cultural thing, you know? But I think just because my wife did it, Juliana, my girlfriend, decided to do the same thing, you know? And so they both now started taking these nude photos and, like, really nice photos. I mean, in Jamaica, you see, in America, it's not looked at in a positive light. But in Jamaica, it is, you know, in the Jamaican newspaper, I don't even think they do this anymore. But when I was growing up as a kid, in the Jamaican newspaper that everybody reads, there's always a topless, naked woman in every issue, you know? So nudity is appreciated in Jamaica, you know? It's a different culture. And this is why the photographer was famous for taking nude pictures. His books were sold in bookstores all over the island of nude women, you know, very fashionably, very classy, in a very classy way. So he did all these photos, and so Juliana had a website where you can download a zip file of her classy nude pictures. And she would charge tons of money for that, right? So we're living in Jamaica, and life is great. Now, a few years, let's say 3-4 years go by, 5 years go by, and I don't know, it's just, we started getting emails from guys on the internet saying, man, I got, is this you? Is this you, Yuli? Is this you? I sent money to this girl. You know, basically the stories were like piling up. Like, I sent money to this girl and I think I got, you know, basically guys were getting scammed. You know, guys were getting scammed. And the scammers were using the pictures that I uploaded of our regular life, like our Jamaican life. Because in Jamaica, it looks like Africa. And Juliana is beautiful. So here we have a beautiful woman in a very poor looking place, you know, in the mountains of Jamaica. And scammers would use that and pass it off as a woman in Africa who needs help to get out of Africa because of whatever story they fucking tell, you know? So I'm looking at this, and we're looking at this, and we're like, oh, well, you know, these stories that the scammers are telling are ridiculous. Like, I can get if you saw a few pictures, but when you listen, the pictures are convincing, but the stories are not, you know? So, you know, but this is going on. We have no control over this. This is going on. There's nothing we can do about it, and they're coming in. So now eventually Juliana gets tired of it and starts telling the guys, you know, look, you're being scammed. This is the real me. I'm living here in Jamaica. You know, this is Craig. I have my kid, you know, and like the scammers would also use pictures of my son to scam guys. Now, listen, there's no way to stop this from going on, right? There's nothing one can do. It's going to continue no matter what, right? So what happened now is these guys, these same guys who got scammed, would form relationships with Juliana online as a friendship. Like, they would go, you see, it's the thing about the guys is, it's not that, what you have to realize is the mentality of these guys. The fact is, if you're in America or wherever you are, and you're on with a girl, someone who you think is a real person telling you all these stories, and then you can get up and send $1,000 across the world to Africa via Western Union, right? And you're going to do that over and over.
Just want to mention, Western Union, which, remember, as you recall, was the way they got payments for their website. Not the way most people get payments, like if you're operating a website. Most people use, like, PayPal or credit cards.
Yeah.
But they, too, chose Western Union. But I'll let him continue. What do you guys think so far?
So far, he sounds like he's batshit.
Yes, but we've seen that before. He's a little bad shit.
And stoned.
That's possible, too. I can't say that didn't happen.
I love how the women are fighting over him. They're in competition for him because he's so all that.
And he likes it.
Oh, he loves it.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't?
I'd hold that for a ghost.
Very interesting to me is that at the time when I press record on this camera, the time is at 11 of hers, just for saying hi and hello and what's up. How's your money? Because she's not lying to any of them. She's telling them the truth. We have no control over this. This is going on. There's nothing we can do about it. And they're coming in. So now eventually Juliana gets tired of it and starts telling the guys, you know, look, you're being scammed. This is the real me. I'm living here in Jamaica. You know, this is Craig. I have my kid, you know, and like the scammers would also use pictures of my son to scam guys. Now, listen, there's no way to stop this from going on, right? There's nothing one can do. It's going to continue no matter what, right? So what happened now is these guys, these same guys who got scammed, would form relationships with Juliana online as a friendship. Like, they would go, you see, it's the thing about the guys is, it's not that, what you have to realize is the mentality of these guys. The fact is, if you're in America or wherever you are, and you're on with a girl you think, someone who you think is a real person telling you all these stories, and then you can get up and send $1,000 across.
I'm going to address something real quick. He says, he mentioned that, I don't know if we got in this clip, but he mentioned that she will take money from them. But he also says she tells the truth. But we've shown that she didn't tell.
She does not tell the truth.
No, she said that she had no relation. At first she said Craig moved out.
Right.
And then she said, well, I have nothing to do with him.
Right.
But that wasn't the reality.
Yeah.
She was playing on these guys who had built that relationship to manipulate them.
Absolutely.
And how many guys are we talking right now?
Well, I mean, there's no way of really knowing. I had somebody come to me who showed me a bunch of evidence, which I posted online. Then there was another one who I interviewed, but he didn't show me evidence, but I interviewed him, and he sounded credible to me. And then there was another report of another guy who I saw a video of. Several, I'll say, but it could be a lot more that I don't, because this was how she was making money. So the fact that he's trying to pretend, well, you know, she was telling the truth, it's not really accurate.
Right.
No, actually, no, it's not. It's a lie.
It's a lie. I think that's what do they call that now?
A Trumpism.
Trumpism, yes.
It's a Trumpism.
Yeah.
All right, let's play
it's
it. Let
an
it play.
Alternate truth.
It's a, yes. What's
alternate
it?
Facts.
Yes, yes.
The world to Africa via Western Union, right? And you're going to do that over and over again until the point where you don't even realize. You know, put it this way. These guys don't want to admit that they're being scammed. They're in love to the point where they know, it's like they know they're being scammed, but they don't want to admit it. They want the fantasy to continue regardless if it's real or not, right? So this is the mentality that it is, right? So these guys contact Juliana, and even though they know that they were being scammed the whole entire time, they still send her money, right?
They knew they were being scammed the whole entire time, because that's what one does. One lets themselves be scammed.
Well, we saw with Billy that for a long time he thought he had a real relationship with Juliana.
He did.
He was scammed by an African, found her, started buying the videos because, you know, he already had that emotional attachment and
right.
thought she was very attractive. But then she cultivated a relationship with him, and we put all that on the website.
Right. I think what I'm reacting to is it's so nervy and it's so false to blame the victims.
Well, you have to keep in mind, he didn't know I had all this shit.
Right. True.
You know.
Right.
You know,
he didn't know that.
It's like when you grab an ass and then somebody shows a picture of it. Oh, I didn't know there was a camera by that ass grab, and I just kind of assumed nobody knew about the ass grabbing.
Oh. Oh,
there's the hand, here's the ass, there's the picture.
Darn cell phones.
Exactly. He doesn't realize. He knows I fucked up his game before.
Yeah.
He doesn't realize I got all of Billy's information.
Right. No, he has no idea.
Wait, who's Billy?
Well, Billy's the name I gave to the person who contacted me. I don't use his real name. If you go to the davinsden.com website, you see Western Union payments from him to her. You see her writing to him how much she loves him. See her asking for money like an African scammer would.
Yeah.
She played him like an African scammer. She made personalized videos to him, which I've shown personalized pictures that are not the stuff that's floating around on the internet.
No, she used the whole rule book. Yeah.
Scammer 101.
Her hands are not clean.
Yeah. You should check it out when you're done doing research on ghosts. All right, let's go back to it.
And what are you going to do? What's she going to do? Not take the money? Of course she's going to take the money, because she's not lying to any of them. She's.
No, you don't take the money.
Well, you know, if they're throwing it at me, what can I do?
And like we just talked about, she was lying to them. And of course, you can find all that information on davinsden.com.
Telling them the truth. I am Juliana. You got scammed. I have Craig and I have my baby. She told them the exact truth about.
Yet, if you go to davinsden.com, you see the emails from her to Billy where she said Craig's not in the picture.
Yeah.
It's almost like he's full of shit.
And, you know what? That's so funny you said that, because it almost is.
Like, unless you're running for office, this just doesn't play.
Unless you hold a high position in the United States, it doesn't work at all.
No. Ben, we'll go on. I just love the fact that we have all the stuff online to counter this awful video of his.
Yeah.
She is, and these guys still want to send her money. Yes. Yes, right? So what happens is this goes on for years, right? And these guys, now finally we moved to Florida. We're in Florida. She has friendships with a lot of these guys, and she still does, in fact. I mean, maybe she, well, she doesn't take money from them anymore, of course, so she doesn't need to. But, you know, we moved to Florida, and basically, you know, me as a person, I'm always making money online, right? I'm always earning money online. I always have money online, and I'm earning. That's what I do. However, Juliana now, she got into a flow where the money that she earns, like, she could do stuff to earn money, but the money that she's earning from these guys sending her money just for being a friend of hers, just for saying hi and hello and what's up, how's your day today, blah, 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 they'll send her whatever she wants. Now, I don't get involved in what her dealings are with these people. I know that she has friends online and she's going to Western Union. They know very well who they're sending the money to. You know, they're putting her name on it, you know, her real name on it. So it's not like they're being scammed here. These are guys who were being scammed, who became her friend, and she's turning tons of money. Thousands of dollars she's getting.
Thousands of dollars she's getting.
God, I hope the IRS heard that.
And there's nothing she can do about it.
You know, what are you going to do?
And we've seen, and Billy admitted he sent her thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
And then she got kind of cold to him. So it makes me think she had other people.
Yeah, she was busy working other.
Because that's how scammers do. Uh-huh. They have the long game and the short game, and there's always money coming in.
Yep.
You know, when the scammers try to scam me, I'm the very long game.
Uh-huh.
It's going to take a while. And still,
oh, yeah.
No. But anyway.
You're the long and girthy game.
Thank you, Pimpy.
Oh. You're welcome.
Nicest thing you ever said to me.
I want to wrap a little bow around that statement.
Well,
and give it to you as a present.
Well, it couldn't be a little bow. It would have to be. Anyway.
It would have to be a giant bow.
Enough of
like
that.
Like a car size.
Enough
bow.
Of that. Craig's. Oh. What? I feel bad for this girl. The money's flowing in. Thousands of dollars. What can a girl do?
It's a burden.
She didn't ask for it.
No. Not,
no.
Well, not once. Multiple times.
Right.
I need an iPhone. My mom's going to lose her house. Yada, yada, yada.
My grandma's operation.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just saying. That's the stuff they use.
Can this guy run for Congress?
I think he might.
Right? So, and now, so anyways, we moved to Florida, and it got to a point where, you know, we were doing this bounce house business, and there were a couple of instances where a friend of hers would buy her a bounce house unit. It's like a $2,000 thing, you know, a $2,000 bounce house unit, because she's starting her business, and she's running her business, and she wants a new water slide, and then, you know, most of them we bought ourselves, but there's a couple of them where these guys would just buy it for her. And I was like, whoa, it's like that, son? Right? Boom. So the story goes on. It becomes a big deal. You know, 2020 TV channel runs a story on it. They come to Florida. You know, they fly her to New York. They do an interview. You know, all this stuff. The 2020 thing happened. You know. Next is, now this lawyer from New York, who apparently also got scammed, right, flies to Florida to meet with Juliana. They have lunch at Olive Garden. Juliana comes home and she's like, I don't know, this guy seems, you know, this guy's a really great lawyer. He's a famous lawyer, in fact. He even represented, George Lucas in a Star Wars case. You know, he's the lawyer that wrote Kobe Bryant's.
Okay, here's another example of having problems with the facts. The lawyer was not famous. He wanted to sue Match.com. He never represented George Lucas. He represented an adult film company that was sued by George Lucas.
Oh my gosh.
Oopsie.
A little different.
And he has a small firm with an AOL at the time email address.
Can you imagine?
Oh my God,
and he
that's
had rented
hilarious.
And he had rented furniture that was pictures on the website. He was not famous. He was a small town guy, and we showed, cuz remember we were talking with the people who were going to help them sue Match.com.
Right.
He was working by himself. He was hoping for a big payout, and eventually, because we intervened and fucked up, he ran out of money. He was hoping that this would build up and then bigger attorneys would glom onto it, but that didn't happen. This guy tried to call me up and intimidate me after a comedy show, and I'm driving home from upstate New York. I was just laughing my ass off at him.
Oh, my God. He thought he was Aaron Brockovich, you know?
Yeah. So, Kobe Bryant?
I don't know about the Kobe Bryant thing, but it's not on his website, so and I don't know.
It's probably going to turn out to be as big as the George Lucas connection.
But it is kind of weird, like how Juliana had like a weird feeling about this guy, but they immediately glossed over it.
Oh yeah,
listen, they amongst anybody should know a bullshit artist when they see one.
I don't remember the port about the attorney having been a scam victim himself.
I'd never heard that before.
That is new information, and that would explain a lot.
It would, but I don't know if we can really take his word on it. But
No.
I mean, and it could be something that the lawyer just said to seem like, this is why you should pick me. The lawyer thought this was a slam dunk. Again, they didn't know I was out there. I had information.
They should have been scanning the bushes because they
That's where I linger. Yeah. I'm a linger and a loiterer and I'm a long... Malinger? Malingerer.
Malingerer.
In the bushes.
That's your mailing
Spicer?
Address.
It is my mailing address. All right.
That's so his AOL mail email.
Yeah. If you're an attorney, let's upgrade from the AOL email address.
Shrubbery at AOL.com. That's where he is.
Get ready for my Earthlink email address.
No. Hotmail.
Well, we don't talk about the Hotmail pip
store. Hey.
I still have an AOL account.
I'm still hanging on.
But I'm not using it for business. All right, let's go on.
You know, the basketball contract where you have to make up the girls, the groupies, have the groupie contract, that shit, where groupie girls have to sign a contract before, you know, they go to bed with a basketball player. He wrote that shit, right? So he's balling. New York lawyer working for a big law firm. He says, man, I'm going to file the biggest lawsuit against Match.com for allowing, because, you know, what Match.com was in on it, too. You know, Match.com was aware that Juliana's pictures were being used on Match.com to basically encourage guys to join Match.com and subscribe to Match.com. There were thousands of profiles with Juliana's picture on it, and these profiles were being used to get subscribers to Match.com. So Match.com was making money, lots of money, off Juliana's pictures, and the lawyer was able to research and pull up that information, right? And said, I'm going to file a big lawsuit, and we're going to sue Match.com for whatever, billion, whatever, some huge figure. So, listen, this whole time, nigga, I'm in the background, baby, because I don't get involved in stuff like this. You know me, I'm just chilling. I'm making my money online. I'm just standing back smiling. You know, I don't control anything about Juliana's life. I control my own life. But I really am, I recognize the hustle, right? I recognize the hustle. I recognize the Nigerian, quote-unquote, scammers. You want to call them scammers? I don't like to call them scammers. I look at it as people taking advantage of a situation. You know, it's hard. You know, listen, what options do you have in Nigeria? I don't know. But for sure, if I'm in Nigeria and I see how easy it is to get some guy to send me some money because I'm pretending to be a woman, and it's like, I'm not even that good at pretending. It's just like these guys want it to be true. You know, they want it to be true. Even though they know it's a lie, they want it to be true. And they're paying for a fake relationship. They're paying to hear a baby, oh, I love you, and baby this and baby that. Even though it's some black dude in Africa, and the guy is aware of that, he's going to block that out of his mind and send money anyways. Right? Now, some of these guys now did believe it to the point where they really did believe it.
In his whole defense of the Nigerian scammer, he never mentioned that what they were doing is illegal.
No.
And he never seemed concerned that they were stealing the pictures that he took of his girlfriend and of identity theft. Did not seem concerned about any of this.
No. And how about the thing about using the picture of their child? He goes, what are you going to do? And then he giggles.
Yeah.
Like, that's... I
think he put this out to make himself look better.
Yeah, but it's not working.
No, it's not.
It's like, you know, you're okay. You just said that you have daughters. You're okay with people taking pictures of your daughters and using it to scam other people out of money?
Not so much.
Yeah, right? So now
it's not a denial. It's a not so much. There's wiggle room with Adam's
answer. Yeah, there is wiggle room in that. Now, you find out that somebody's using these pictures to scam somebody out of their money, like this love scam. What kind of language or what do you think that you might say to the person who's using their pictures?
The language would be colorful.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yes.
To say the least.
Would you giggle?
I'm picturing what they're doing with the pictures.
There wouldn't be so much talking.
No. There's nothing like bad with the children.
No, I understand that.
Okay.
I'm.
They're creating a fantasy is what they're doing.
Right.
They're creating the image that you're talking to this woman. who has this kid.
Okay, but what I'm saying is if it were my kid, if it were my daughter, and I was aware of the fact that the pictures of my daughter were out there, and there was men who thought they were in a relationship with her, and probably, you know, masturbating to my daughter's picture, that would freak me out.
Yeah,
but
right?
that's
a big problem.
The pictures, the pictures of his kids are little boys.
Yeah.
So I don't think he's worrying about that. I'm sure he's well aware that people are masturbating to his wife, but she's done adult films. So, yeah. And, you know, she has no problem posing naked and everything.
Yeah,
kind of goes with the territory.
In Jamaica, that's okay.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Right,
Jamaica.
Because they have topless pictures in the newspaper, so it's all right.
We'll move on.
Which I can't understand. I can't really get that because, you know, sending money over and over and over again from a different story to the point where you're broke, that is really, I don't know. I can't even imagine what would drive me to do something like that. So I can't put myself in that guy's shoes, right? That is some serious emotional problem right there, you know? however, so I'm standing back the whole time, man. Now, when the lawyer filed the lawsuit, right, and I saw the word billion, I said, yo, I'm not involved in this, right? Don't call my name, right? No, I took the pictures. I took the pictures, yes, but I didn't take the pictures with intent for anyone to get scammed. I was taking the pictures for me to make money with my subscribers who are subscribing to see my pictures. I'm a photographer. That is the role that I play in this whole thing. I'm the photographer who took all the pictures that ended up, you know, being used to scam guys. I'm innocent. I'm innocent, right? So I'm standing back. Everything is being played out. Now, when the lawsuit gets filed, I'm standing in the background. Now, what happens was my name started being called, you know, and I noticed Juliana and everyone else, like my mom and everybody, started talking to me about the shit. And I'm like, listen, man, don't talk to me about this stuff. I'm not involved, baby. I'm, you know, basically, I want her to get the money. I want the lawsuit to go through and she get paid so I can get paid. So I know if I stay out of it, it's going to work, you know, because I'm the type of person, whereas I'm not into lying. I'm going to tell the truth. I'm going to speak my mind. Right. And so what happened was, of course, this radio guy who I don't know why he just hated Juliana. And so basically he started saying a whole bunch of shit and then he started calling my name. And the nigga came on and basically once I started hearing my name over and over again, I said, okay, you know what? I'm going to attack this my way. So I went on Facebook and I said, listen, man. I came up, you know, I'm glad about the fact that we were able to buy a couple of water slides. Basically.
All right. First of all, cool. I got the N-word called the N-word street cred right there.
Right there.
I think then I can use it. So let's get that out of the way.
All right, David, stop throwing gag signs. We're not buying it.
You're not buying it?
No.
All right. We never hated Avalos.
No.
I tried to help her.
You did initially.
Initially, I tried to help her. The first thing that got me onto him, besides her unbelievability on 2020, was he was posting stuff on his Facebook page bragging about all the money they were making off of Nigerian scammers. I screenshotted that. That's what fucked up their shit.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like, oh, his name got mentioned out of the blue. Dumbass was bragging about all the money that was flowing in from Nigerian scammers from pictures that they took. So then you're going to go and have a lawsuit and say how you're a victim. Well, you can't be a victim and bragging about it at the same time.
No. Ridiculous.
Apparently, stupid internet expert never thought about social media and deleting shit. He brought it upon himself.
Of course.
So, well, but I can use the N-word. That's the takeaway.
For yourself.
And you get the cred.
Yes. Well, usually it's some radio guy. That's all we need. Some radio guy.
Actually, that would be a great t-shirt. Some radio guy.
Some radio guy. Guaranteed to not get you laid.
Right, with the N-word on the back.
Yeah.
Might get you handy.
That's the only thing I got out of it. One thing I got out of it was Juliana didn't have to ask me for money most of the time. You know, so I get to keep my money, right? She's making money from these guys that she's friended online. And then the only thing other than that I got out of it was I was happy to have these guys bought a couple of water slides. So I said, well, of course, these guys wouldn't have bought the water slides for Juliana if Nigerian scammers didn't scam them in the first place.
He's admitting that this is essentially her business.
Yeah.
That's what he's admitting. Yeah. Again, this is supposed to clear the air. He opens up by saying the story's all twisted. The story he is telling is essentially what I said.
And he's happily throwing her under the bus, saying, I am innocent. My name does not come up until that radio guy, N-word.
That's me.
That's your new...
Is this the set radio guy N-word? Is that what the segment?
Radio guy N-word, I think.
Darren N-word Rosenblatt.
Darren N-word Rosenblatt.
I think so.
Rosenblum, whoever.
I think that it's pretty amazing that he's... you know, saying, oh, it's not me. I had nothing to do with it. My name was not in it. I told my mother-in-law, I told her, stop it. Don't talk to me about it. Oh, but she is making, she's getting all kinds of water slides because she's
getting
all
about
this money.
And I'm happy.
I don't have to pay this bitch's bills.
Remember, the whole premise of the lawsuit was they were victims. Their
right.
whole thing is they're always victims.
Yeah.
Now he's bragging. Stupid.
Yep. Right? So I said, well, thank God, you know, I was able to get a couple of water slides out. Well, we were able to get a couple of water slides out of this deal, at least, you know. But that was a joke. That's how I do. I joke around. I say things. And I even got to the point where saying that now this is where the shit got ridiculous. This is why the lawsuit went away. They kept saying my name. Craig Grant. So I said, listen, man. I got 10% of every money that ever got scammed from these Nigerian scammers. 10% of that money all went to me. Now, obviously, that has to be a lie. Because when you...
All right. You guys have longer memories than sea monkeys?
I have been told I do not.
Who?
Sea monkeys.
Who?
A former band in the 50s, 60s. I seem to recall at the beginning of this video, he swore he didn't lie.
I know, he did.
Right.
He is
but
not
now
a liar.
He's saying it's a lie. Right. What are we supposed to do?
No, damn it, it was a joke.
But no, he just said it was a lie.
Yeah.
He said this is obviously a lie.
Yeah.
But he said at the beginning of this, he doesn't lie.
Wait, I don't
What's a lie? This guy is presidential material. This guy is good.
Spray paint him gold and put him up there.
He does
Orange.
Like Trump, by the way. He does.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Sure.
But, of course.
But I mean, he can't even complete a video without contradicting himself. How did these two masterminds get caught? Remember Joe always asks, you know, I don't know if they're stupid or crazy like a fox. And
right.
we always have that thing, no, they're stupid.
Stupid.
And Joe's like, well, I don't know. Crazy like a fox. No,
stupid. Yeah.
We'll have to tell Joe that we've solved that mystery.
Yeah, it's pretty clear.
Yeah.
Think about it technically. How the fuck is that even possible? Right? How is that possible? For one thing, if I'm a Nigerian scammer in Nigeria, and I scam some dude for $10,000 or $2,000, why would I send any of it to this nigga Craig Grant when he's in America? What do I have to gain by doing that?
Hell of a question that we've discussed before on the show.
Yeah.
Fortunately, we have answers. That's what we do. Why would you do that? Listen, I got this Mark on the line. He's a little skeptical that I'm alive, that I'm really a chick. How about you send me a picture wearing this, and I'll tell him, or let me borrow Juliana for a video, and I'll pay you X amount of money so I can get this guy to believe it's real. That's why you would send Craig Grant money.
I need proof of life pictures, and if you could hold up a little sign, maybe, that says, hi, Roy.
Well, as we've also shown on our website, with much research, Juliana and Craig had quite a few friends that were scammers on their Facebook friend list.
Interesting.
Really?
Yeah.
How did they get to be in that kind of company?
Well, you know, listen, it's just a respect for Nigerians and their hustle, I'm
yes.
assuming.
Nobody asked for anybody to send a finger, did they?
No, there was no lepers involved.
No lepers were harmed in the making of this scam.
But, I mean, is he really that dumb where he can't do that? Does he not know? Or is he like, or is he banking on the fact that people are mesmerized by this guy?
His ego is so huge. He can't stop himself from bragging.
Hmm. Is this a YouTube video?
Yes. And now it's on my page.
Has it got hits?
It does now.
Like tons.
I don't know how many. I just laid it all. Because right now, you know, originally I wanted to warn romance scam victims in that case. But right now they're pushing a Bitcoin, alleged Bitcoin Ponzi scheme. It's a company
they
called.
Are?
Yes.
Yeah.
Called BitConnect. So that's what they're doing right now. And then my inbox over the summer started getting flooded with all this stuff again.
Because yeah.
people were doing research because of all this BitConnect. And like people had a shady feeling. And then I had all this information on the website that nobody else had.
Right.
So people were wondering, and then we just recently published this other stuff that I've been sitting on for several years. So they're trying to make money and making money pushing this Bitcoin company called BitConnect that a lot of people feel is a Ponzi scheme. So now I already ruined their multi-billion-dollar lawsuit.
Yeah.
So now I'm trying to take this away from them. But I can't do anything as far as the FBI is concerned because I was never a victim.
Right.
So, you know, the hope is that a victim comes forward and then I can give them this information, or the IRS gets wind of it, yep, and then they go away for something like that. But there's an ego to them.
Oh, God.
And
yeah.
So I'm just
clearly.
Right. So I'm just providing the information.
Yeah.
Isn't this ridiculous for a comic to be doing this shit, Adam?
It's retarded.
It really is.
You never know. I mean, look.
Is there any financial upside in it for you?
No.
Like, is there any way you could start some kind of subscription where you could get people involved?
I could have people pay for Pip's naked pictures. I could do that.
That's going to lead us to a deficit situation.
Well, it's worth a gamble.
I'm worried because if you started a business out of this, then maybe you could get him involved, and then you could be a co.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. I don't want it. Like, he already paid somebody off on BitConnect, tried to.
Oh, really?
With Bitcoins and everything. And that guy got a whole bunch of shit. And then that guy's like, no, I was just trying to see if you would do it, blah, blah, blah. No. I'm unimpeachable, unlike all of our politicians.
Yeah.
I will not go quietly into the darkness of the Craig Grant and the Juliana Val. I'm not their friend. Now, I'm not their enemy. They can come on the show. They are welcome to come onto the show.
Oh, as a matter of fact, he offered that up. And that's one of the things that they're annoyed about. They're going, oh, he's just mad at me because he wanted me to come on his crappy show and I wouldn't. So that's why he's doing this. No, honey, no.
No, I don't. No. I have plenty of talentless people on the show. I don't need one more.
Thank you.
No. You're here now. I would never say that presently.
Now, the door slams.
Next week. Yeah. I can't say I won't. But no. No, like I need an airhead model on my show to fill time. No, I don't. Right.
Sorry.
We're going to go on.
You know? It's not like I was selling them the pictures. The pictures were online. They could use the pictures, and it's really the stories that they told was really the way they got the guys. You know, it wasn't really the pictures, which is was a foundation for the stories that they told. So you know, obviously it's a very intelligent joke because obviously there's no technical way that is even possible for me to get. You know, these guys are not going to fuck around and give me money for what? You know, for what? But you see, me, I'm all about energy and. The things that I say become true, even if they're not true. So by me saying I got 10% of all that money, it means that even if I didn't get 10%, I'm gonna get 10%, just because I said it, right? Now, this statement was meant to say push the lawsuit forward, you know, because listen, once I say I got 10%, whatever that figure is, if it's $1 million, if it's 10 million, I don't know what that figure is, I'm getting that 10%. It's gonna come from somewhere. I don't care where, you know, because once I say it, that's what it is. And the reason is because I told everyone to leave me out of it. Right? Leave me out of it, right? And they didn't leave me out of it. So once I said the thing about, oh, I get 10%, guess what? These fucking lawyers canceled the case. Can you believe that? I mean, they really did believe that, are they that dumb? Like, are they that stupid that you're going to file a $1 billion case and then cancel it based on me saying a statement that I got 10% of all the money that was scammed. I mean, when you look at that, come on now. How is that even possible?
So much for being a great lawyer. you might. This guy's screaming at me. You know they're nice people. You don't know the way I do, and I'm just laughing my ass off. I'm
like, I had a whole meal with them at Olive Garden,
and he's like, "Fuck you!" Blah, blah, blah. I get home, and Craig Grant posts about this, that the lawyers freaked out on his Facebook page. And I screenshotted that, and I put that up there. That's on the website. Next morning, I wake up. Oh, thank you from the lawyer. Thank you for talking to me. If you could send me the evidence, Papa, blowing me now. Because he knows he's fucked.
Yeah.
Because he knows he's in bed with the wrong people.
Yep.
So, yes, Craig Grant did fuck this up because of his bragging.
Yeah, and he's a huge ego.
He doesn't understand why this would be a problem for a lawsuit. You're the only named plaintiff in a planned class action suit, and you're not unimpeachable. You there are issues with you where Match.com with real lawyers would rip it apart. That's why they. That's why they had to remove her. But they said they like said because she was being harassed. No, no, not harassed. Showing what you did.
Really?
I don't harass anybody. Maybe Pip around the table here, but that's about it.
Woo-hoo!
Exactly. So that's that.
How is that even possible? There's absolutely no network that I could possibly set up for Nigerian scammers to give me money when I'm living good already, and there's nothing for them to gain by giving me money that they worked hard for scamming these guys, right? So the case fell apart, and I was like surprised, like, what's wrong with these people? The case is going to fall apart over that?
Now we must draw attention to this. He said they were living good ready already. On our radio show, when we were covering this all this years ago, we played audio talking about how they were on government financial assistance.
Right.
Remember that? And he was he was happy about it.
He was getting a free handout.
So if
he
they were living,
get handouts no matter where it's coming from.
If they were living well, it was because of the taxpayer and scam victims.
Yep.
That's what was going on there.
Yep.
And I've already explained how of a scammer why a scammer might want to send them money.
Yeah, it's like. Not besmirching people that need public assistance. A lot of people. That's why that's there. It's the catch-all for people who have had something bad happen in their lives and they need assistance. That's not everybody. This douche, allegedly.
Really a douche.
They're scamming people with one hand and taking money from the government with the other, with no attempts to actually do anything productive except. Red bouncy houses occasionally.
Bouncy houses.
Yeah.
It's quite the business. All right, we'll move on.
Later on, when the story transpired, it turns out that this lawyer had a crush on Juliana. It was really about that because there was conversations going on where, he wanted her to come to New York and go on TV shows. Like Fox News had booked her to do an interview and shit. And I said to her, hey, listen, if you go to New York, I didn't even say it. She basically didn't want to leave her kids behind for too long. So it's not anything I said. Her choice was, all right, I'm going to go to New York and do these interviews. And she told them this. She said, I'll come to New York and do the interviews, but you got to do them all in one day because I want to be back to Florida the next day to be with my kids. The lawyer didn't like that. He wants her to come to New York and stay there for a week. To do interviews on Fox News and this news place and that and Today Show and all this bullshit. Well, not bullshit. It's pretty good. It's good for the case. But she's not willing to stay there for a week. She says, I'm only going to stay there for one day. The lawyer realized that, man. This lawsuit was filed, but he used his own money. I think he said he spent $10,000 to $20,000 filing this case and getting the media involved and everything. He did this out of his own pocket, baby, or with his law firm, right? So, the story goes on and on and deeper as far as that side goes. The lawyers, there was a team of lawyers, there's law firms involved and a whole bunch of discussions. But everything fell apart. Why? Because they called my name, right? Now, this is the only instance where my name came up in this thing. When they kept calling my name and I said a few statements, I only said a couple of statements and just a couple of things that I said, that shit fell apart and it was over. And you know what? We were happy. We were glad because it was really getting complicated. It was really getting hectic and we didn't want that shit in our lives. It's not worth $1 billion. No, it's not. Right? What we want is time. We want our time with our kids, being away from our kids for a week is not worth a $1 billion lawsuit. Hell no. Right? Because we have money. It's not like we are poor and we need money, right? We are not rich, but we don't need no money. We're living free. We don't work for anyone. We work for ourselves. I earn money online. She earns money online. Plus we have our bounce house business. We ain't got no money problems. So these cats come along with their $1 billion lawsuit and think that they're going to take over our lives. And we're like, no, you can go ahead and file your lawsuit, but we ain't got time for that shit. We're going to sit here and get paid, basically. I'm not lifting a finger. I'm not doing nothing. And Juliana's like, well, I'm not doing nothing either. You want to file a lawsuit, go ahead. But don't expect me to get up and come to New York or anything. Don't expect anything from me, basically. Just go ahead and file your lawsuit. And then pay me, pay. I just want to get paid. I don't want to do nothing. And so because of that, all these lawyers are working their ass off. Her pictures are everywhere and blah, blah, blah. And we ain't doing shit. So it fell apart. So the story's online, you know, and it says, Craig Grant, Nigerian scammers, whatever, whatever, you know what I'm saying? But listen to me, man, how I feel about Nigerians and what they do, I think they're very intelligent, right? I appreciate the fact that they're so intelligent. I'm a hustler. I appreciate the hustle. You know, I appreciate that they took advantage of a situation. And of course, and there's a story of a guy who committed suicide, a guy who died. Yes, that is sad. But when I look at this story, I think that guy, I don't want to say too much about him because that's just disrespectful to his family and everything. But, you know, the problem is deep. It's an emotional, it's a deep emotional problem that, you know, the gentleman sent so much money overseas to Africa over a long period of time, and he was broke, basically. You know, he was sending the money for the woman to come see him in the United States, and when she didn't show up, but he was broke, and he took money from his son to even send over there or whatever, he committed suicide. Out of shame, right? Out of shame. That's a very sad story, right? And that's why the media got involved. So I've never really talked about that situation. It's not my place to talk about it. The only thing that I did was take photos, and those photos were used to scam. Now, I can't change the fact of what happened. You know, it's funny that, it's not funny actually, that Juliana went to 2020 to do an interview, and she had no idea about this suicide thing. And she's sitting there with the 2020 interviewer, and she brings out, the guy brings out the son of the guy who died and said, did you know that so-and-so, his father died from a blah, blah, blah? And she's like, no, I had no idea. She had no idea. Like, they dropped that on her. And it's like, you know, as if she's supposed to be responsible for that, but she's not, right? She's not. Who's responsible? Well, of course, it's a suicide. So the guy who killed himself has to bear some responsibility for that. He's the one who sent all the money. And of course, the scammers, they're not going to take any responsibility because they're simply scammers. They're taking advantage of a situation. And you can't expect them to say sorry or even care, right? So, you know, like I said, that's a tough situation. Death is a very bad thing, but people die every day, right? So, is that the part where, like, they're going to clip and go, this is the part where they're going to take the clip out and go, people die every day, and repeat it. People die every day. Yeah, people die every day. People. Well, they do that. Babies are born every day. People die every day. The reasons why people die, there's a many, many different reasons, but listen, anybody that I kill comes back to life right away, right? You know, because I'm a ghost, of course, right? And a ghost can only kill a ghost.
What did you say? What the fuck is he talking about now? I thought we were talking about...
Well, you know, it's called a segue into spiritual stuff, you know? Right? Because now we're talking about death, and I don't really believe in that, right? So... what else do I need to say? What else can we talk about? So, yeah, the reason I'm talking about all this now, because I finally, well, not finally, but I had me a Nigerian gentleman today, a very intelligent guy, and I'm having a really great conversation with him. I have a strong connection to Nigeria. The money that Juliana got from all these guys who were scammed and became her friend, I'm happy. I'm happy about that. I'm happy about the fact that she got that money, right? Because she told the truth. But I look at it as like, these guys would never exist if the Nigerian scammers didn't set them up to begin with, right? So while I'm sitting back and I'm enjoying the fact that Juliana can get hundreds or thousands of dollars in Western Union or in the mail, or get stuff bought for her on Amazon.com that gets shipped to the house, I'm looking at it like, man, you know, this is great. You know, she's being honest, she's being truthful, and she's getting paid for that. And that wouldn't have been possible if these Nigerian scammers didn't set that up to begin with. So I got to look at them and say, man, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. You have brought something good to my life. So I feel a strong connection to my people in Nigeria. And I have dealt with them on many different online, not in person. I think today was the first time I actually dealt with a Nigerian in person. And this guy loved me, man. I mean, and I felt it, you know, right? And I have a strong connection to Nigeria and the people there, you know what I'm saying? There are, you know, as far as like the way, the type of people that they are, they're very loving. I've watched a lot of African movies when I was living in Jamaica. Africa makes really great movies. You know, they believe in a lot of voodoo and a lot of magic stuff. They're very loving. They're very, you know, it's like so black, you know, like the Nigerian people are so black. There's so much soul going on. I appreciate them, you know, and I guess it's just part of me. You know, I must have some kind of African in me. I don't know what my race is, right? I don't have a race, basically. I'm an angel. Woo! Right? I mean, I look at myself and I'm like, hey, I'm glad to be me, right? Because I'm everything, all in one, right? Dancing, 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 because life is so good. You'll clip that out, too. Yeah, clip that one out, too. So I say, you know, let's move forward in a positive light. Let's leave all that stuff behind. I'm already a billionaire, right? And this is because I don't have to tell anyone how much money I have. And if I told anyone how much money I have, like I showed it to them, then I wouldn't be a billionaire anymore. Because the moment someone...
All right, so...
We are all in agreement. We want to sock this guy.
You had a question, Mercedes.
I just don't understand how he can say that she's not lying.
Well, because it fits his narrative, and we've seen that a lot in politics. Does it fit the narrative? And he cannot comprehend that I got all this shit on them.
Yeah.
That I've done all this research, which he should know, and that I had that victims actually sought me out and provided the evidence. So the things he says in this video, which is the last part of the Juliana and Craig page on davinsden.com, is in direct contradiction to everything you read going there.
Yeah.
So it just like so I think I've painted the picture that like, listen, if you want to invest with BitConnect with him and give him your money to invest in this cryptocurrency, you can, but this is who you're dealing with.
Yeah.
And he's gonna fuck you.
He totally is. I mean, look at how he's so morally corrupt that he's like, you know what? Those scammers are showing some good hustle out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, he's really into those scammers.
And he thinks it's fine because Juliana told the truth. But as we've shown, she hasn't. Again, this isn't hearsay. This is screenshots.
Yeah.
This is like I have, like, and I edited out certain things, like the victim's name and everything. But I have the original stuff.
Yeah.
So if anybody wanted to sue them for this, I got that shit.
You're right.
If the FBI wanted to come, or the IRS wanted to come up after them, I got some Western Union payments. I know how to get in contact with these people.
Oh, the IRS are some ruthless bastards. Come on. Go get them. Come on.
So.
What are you, a bunch of pussies? Come on.
You know, it was really hard for us to get press when this was breaking, as you recall.
Yeah.
We hired a publicist. That was nothing.
When you Google it, does your stuff come up?
If you Google Juliana and scammer, I think we come up probably on the first page, if not the second page.
Good.
Like a lot of people have sought us out, and a lot of times people seek me out like, oh, I think Juliana's scamming me. I go, what's going on? And a lot of times, no, it's an African, it's not her. But there's some of these guys that are real that I've done the research, and it's there. And then
first page,
nice
Google first page.
What'd you put up, Juliana and scammer?
Juliana scammer. There it is, first page.
Yeah, so. And like I said, only in the past couple of weeks have I updated this stuff because of various issues.
So it must be getting hits because it's like right up there.
Yeah, so.
Number four with a bullet. Mm.
So yeah, so that's the reality. This is who they are.
Yeah.
They're liars/delusional.
You're right.
And they're dangerous people. They're dangerous.
Because they're completely morally corrupt.
They're completely...
They do not care what they do to you.
They think it's coming to them.
Yep.
Dangerous, liar, morally corrupt.
Huh.
Where are you going?
What are you trying to imply?
I don't know. It's ringing a bell. It's ringing a bell.
Something's right on the tip of my tongue.
Really?
I wonder if he's ever been with a 14-year-old.
That would just be the crown of glory for this guy.
I don't have those screenshots.
I don't know.
So... I think we're done. Are we done with this?
I think until somebody finds us and sends you more stuff, yeah, for now we are.
This is going on a long time.
A long Yeah, but they give you so much information.
It took a lot of hours to do this investigating. And
yeah.
Talking to the guy who gave me this stuff. Because the guy was suicidal. When he found me, he was suicidal.
The guy who committed suicide or
no.
somebody
no,
else?
No,
no.
Another
the,
guy.
Billy.
Okay, Billy. Okay. Billy was suicidal. Because he was in a, and he started using. He was
oh
in a really bad place. And I
because
wanted,
of this.
Juliana yes. did this to him?
Well, originally,
over the internet.
After,
he managed just an internet relationship. Imagine
well, originally he was scammed by an African pretending to be her.
Right.
Then he found the real Juliana, and then she re-scammed him.
Wow.
Through the internet.
Wow.
There is a certain
like
beauty
no,
in that.
No soul.
None.
At all.
What is the beauty?
Well, I mean, it's just like, it's you know, just the purity of the evil.
Well, no, I think we've said I would make an excellent scammer. I think we've said that.
We have, but not because you have no moral compass.
Well,
it's because
well,
you've just
a little
learned
of that.
Okay, I step back.
Well,
a
he was
going to
be a lawyer.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
No, but
your
like
cold dead heart.
I could
would
easily,
be perfect.
I could easily, I think, manipulate people.
Well, because now you know their playbook, and,
right. and I could do it better.
Yes.
Plus, you're hot.
Thank you.
There you go.
Which
and long and girthy. Don't forget.
I got to say, I'm wasting my time with all of that I'm doing now. With hotness and long and girthy. Why am I even doing a radio show?
I have no
you
idea.
You need a good photographer. That's all.
I need Craig Grant. That's he could take
bingo.
Pictures that get stolen.
Done.
I'm telling you, that's the solution here.
There's a lot with lighting. That's all I'm going to say.
It's a final solution, but it's a solution.
Ooh. Oh, hey. Whoa.
I thought we weren't going there.
We did.
Yeah.
So I think.
That, yeah. Yeah.
I think we're done.
Do you know what my one of my favorite parts of this?
What's that?
The length of the girthiness. I'd like to think you love them both equally.
Or his cold dead ghost heart.
Cold dead ghost dick.
Yeah.
No, I love the part where he had subscribers to their life.
Yes, that's
yeah.
right. They post. They still
amazing.
Do. They post everything, which is one of the reasons why this was so easy, and one of the reasons why it's so ludicrous. That they think they could get away with it.
Yeah.
Why but would somebody subscribe to anybody else's life?
Why do people watch reality TV? We're a bunch
don't
of voyeurs.
Know.
The problem is, listen, part of it, and we've talked about before, nobody speak out because they believe that these guys knew voodoo and black magic. They were afraid. Nobody would talk to me initially.
Yeah.
They would, like, people are like, oh, yeah, we've heard things, but we can't get anybody to talk to you because we're afraid. He's like the devil. And I'm like, all right, well, if he's the devil, why aren't I a fucking goat? Because I'm coming
yeah.
at them hard.
Well, there's that issue of the horns.
There is that issue of the horns. But that's because I'm Jewish.
Yeah,
that's,
right. Right. Well, now we cross the streams. Goat, no. Jew. Goat Jew. Scariest thing ever.
Best comic book ever, though.
Isn't that a kind of karate? Goat Jew Roo?
Goat Jew Roo. So, yes, yeah, and Jews do it only on Christmas Eve.
And their karate yell is like this. Oi.
Oi. Hi.
Actually, Joe's girl says that he needs a piece of your hair to be able to do his special Gucci Roo voodoo.
So audio. That's why you're okay now, so far.
He doesn't have a piece of your
well,
hair.
Well, I mean, I've been sending them my pubes for years, but they didn't ask. Yeah.
That's where I get off this train.
That's too much? Like, you don't use them when you advertise.
You win. You win.
No, it's in my bio.
He just said that's where he gets off.
That's where he gets off. No, I mean, Joe's girl.
Oh,
Joe's girl raises a good point. Maybe they do need some DNA.
Yeah. Don't provide that.
Not as forthcoming.
No. There's probably more DNA in their bounce houses than... Than in the going in the mail.
No, I mean,
to
I saw videos
you.
Of them cleaning them. It seemed like a well-run bounce house business.
Oh, really? Okay, I take that.
Tons
back.
Of bounce house videos of them. If you look,
they are allegedly clean bounce houses.
They are allegedly clean bounce. So that's that. I think that's all we can do. I think we've done the public a good. What's so funny?
The Just Girl says we should send them jizz sock.
No, oh, no, Gina. I know. Joe loves me. I can't leave him.
Yeah, you know, that's just heartless, Joe's girl. I know you want him all to yourself, but don't make him give up jizz sock.
I know. I mean, jizz sock is for those long, cold nights when Joe's girl can't be there.
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Listen, we all need jizz sock.
Yeah, you know, everybody has their relationships on the road. Thank God it's just with a sock.
I believe I was doing, Joe and I, when we were in Myrtle Beach, I believe I was explaining and doing the voice of jizz sock during one of my sets.
No.
Yeah, I believe
no.
I was.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and Joe...
He had already been on.
Yes, yeah, he was in the background. I was explaining the character with the hand and what it was, whatever.
Because you did make him go on stage after you told
no,
your
no,
audience.
Joe was, no, no, Joe was, no, no.
Okay, good.
No. So.
Because, oh, my God.
Yeah. The good part about this show is I've found out what too far is. The jizz sock and the pubes.
Isn't that the special ceremonial horn that are blown during ceremonies? True ceremonies, the too far? No? Oh,
but I mean the shofar. That's the shofar. Oh! Now I get it.
Too far, shofar.
See, I was.
Yeah, no, that's yeah. You're just reaching
this
too hard.
This is a comedy duo that should never be reunited.
No, never.
Yeah,
never.
No, this should not happen.
No, there's been a lot of dead jokes between you two going back.
Well, now that he's seen me empty out every ounce of bodily fluid out of my sinuses during these 3 hours.
I'm glad you clarified.
I knew it was going to be a moist
night
one way or the
other. I was wondering where you were going with that.
Glad you said sinuses.
Whoa!
Because if you said cavity... That's a different show.
Yeah, it's totally different.
Again, too far.
That's our after hours video portion of the show.
Davin's Den After Dark.
Oh, God. No, don't go there.
Pip
Hillitt
in a black light.
Al Goldman is reincarnated.
Who's Al Goldman?
Oh, you don't remember? You didn't live in Manhattan in the 80s. No. He was the first. It's a dead reference.
Okay. Well, too bad Joe's not here for that. Joe usually likes old references.
Yeah. Yes, he does.
He would appreciate it.
He lives for them.
He had a show After Dark. It was like the male Robin Bird.
Oh, okay.
Why does that? It rings a bell.
Yeah.
Definitely rings a bell.
He would sit nude on his couch and interview young women who were new to the city. And it was just like,
this was a gig that could be had?
Yeah.
Oh, Mercedes, this isn't another Me Too story for you, is it? Oh, God.
She sat on his couch.
I don't think I can handle it.
As a young girl.
I mean, you remember Robin Bird, though, right?
I do.
I met her once.
Bragging.
Yeah. She said, you know, I'm not just a piece of meat. I'm a piece of meat with feelings.
Is that what
she said?
Direct
that?
Quote, yeah.
That goes on a business card.
Yeah.
That's nice. It's a touching story. Yeah. It's good when you can meet your heroes.
Yes, it is.
And they're humans.
It was Well, it's glad to know she was a piece of meat with feelings.
Yes, I like.
Oh, like on my bucket list, it's Robin Bird and Craig Grant. Those are the people I need to meet.
Ooh, yeah, you have a lot of time on your hands, huh?
I do. Sadly, I do. All right, shall we thank some folks, Pip?
I don't know if they want to be thanked by us right now, but sure.
we're doing the Lord's work. Tower of Energy is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions. Run by a 15-year lighting professional who can guide you through the world of architectural-grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property, Tower of Energy is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can find them on Facebook by searching Tower of Energy LLC.
If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet it's still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescos-restaurant.com.
Huh.
That's you.
Yes, I know. Should I mention that we made a video to the song from last week, 12 Days of Harassment?
I think you just did.
It's on the Davin Den Facebook page. You can... Did you like the video?
I did. I didn't get to tell you, but I really loved it. I loved the pictures that you picked out for the different people that were like giving the gifts.
Yes.
And I although I cringed at how incredibly out of time with the music I was, oh my God.
It was one take. What do you got?
I was really impressed that I got through the take without like heaving my guts up on the floor because...
Except for Charlie Ryder.
That's the funniest bit. I like really stumbled over that. And it was like in this falsetto and there were rote tongue twisters from hell, and I'm like, I was like, oh my God, so bad.
Okay,
but
I
so
need
good.
To look up that.
It's funny. Yeah. It's really well written. My one of my friends, my sister Outlaw, said it was hilarious.
Oh really?
Yes.
I saw a couple of comments from people, brilliant, genius. I don't know about that, but
it was
fine.
Yeah.
All right. Portobello in Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary needs, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello's features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not just be an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the always popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Sidesplitting Product, my company. And
that's
me.
Him.
Yeah, yeah. The next show is scheduled for January 19th. You've been there.
I have.
You did Portobello Banquets. Starring Coleman Green. Experience all that Portobello has to offer at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or by visiting their website, PortobelloNJ.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Sometimes you feel like a slice. Sometimes you need much more. A quick bite or a feast befitting San Gennaro. Jed Carelli's Pizza and Restaurant is the place to go when you want to manja manja. Jed Carelli's in Hamburg, New Jersey features a wide variety of pizzas, including gluten-free pizza, as well as fresh seafood, succulent meats, delicious desserts, and much more. Jed Carelli's is just like that great pizza parlor you grew up with. Eat in, take out, have it delivered, or have them cater your party or special event. See their complete menu on their website, www.JedCarelli'sPizzaNJ.com. That's www.JedCarelli'sPizzaNJ.com. Or call them at 973-823-9400. When you eat with Jed Carelli's Pizza and Restaurant, at 10 Vernon Avenue in Hamburg, New Jersey, you get wonderful food prepared by a great staff, old world taste at a reasonable price. Nona can't always cook for you, so on those nights when she can't, make her proud and eat at Jed Carelli's.
Sidesplitting Productions, all your entertainment need. Comedians, celebrity impersonators, bands. Sidesplittingproductions.com, 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094. Mercedes, what do you got shaking?
Check out our radio show at HudsonRiverRadio.com on Thursday nights from 6 to 7 p.m. We talk about movies, all about movies.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Ghost movies?
Of course.
Excellent. Adam, what's shaking?
Oh, I've got about three or four comedy gigs coming up this week. Saturday night at Gotham Comedy Club, 10:45 p.m. in the Vintage Lounge. Come and see the Manhattan Stand Up for Grownups, comedy for the New Yorker and you.
You produce that?
I do.
Haven't had me on that show. Thanks.
Oh. It's like it's not, it doesn't pay well.
Ah, well.
But we'll bring you down.
Can I bring Hal?
Hal?
Does he get
Hal.
Food?
Hal. Oh, yeah. If you bring Hal, you can definitely. Hal in the pink tie.
Hal in the pink tie, and I'm
Did
in.
Did you hear what Mercedes said?
Well, no, I was talking to Adam.
Do you get food money?
Do I get. Yeah. No. I don't even get parking money.
You get one drink, yeah. What we pay, we'll. Yeah, it'll cover the toll.
Nice.
Yeah.
What else you got?
January 26th at the Schoolhouse Theater in Croton Falls, New York.
Great
You've
place.
Headlined there.
Great place.
Great theater. Actually, up there, Gift of the Magi is running through Christmas. And then we're doing January 26th. We're doing comedy up there again.
Great place. Check that out. Pip, what plug will I sabotage?
I think that you want to sabotage the plug for Mr. Helix's show on thegreathudsonriverradio.com. Yeah, I
we're
know.
Giving that, we're giving that station more publicity than they get on their own.
I know. Well, because we have one show sitting over there and then one show that I live with.
The show that I live
the
with.
The show I live with.
That's the show I want to see.
Oh no. That's like one of those reality TV shows that are going to be like one and done.
If we can watch Juliana and Craig, we can watch Pip and Mr. Helix.
Oh, no. The reality show of our life would just be like in the comment section on internet would just be screaming.
I like to think of it
as a cat.
I like to think of it as Hoarders with comedy.
Yes, yes.
Which is a show I would watch.
Oh, my God. Funny Hoarders. That would be the show, right? Mercedes is excited because she knows my life.
God.
She knows. Yes. Funny Hoarders. Oh, my God. See, this is how, you know, Craig isn't the only one who comes up with really good get-rich-quick schemes.
Yes.
You know?
You were right along the Craig Grant lines of genius.
Yeah. But you know what? The thing that we're... you know what? I completely lost my train of thought in the middle of that.
Mr. Helix's radio show.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, yeah, that guy I live with. Yeah, Mr. Helix's radio show is every day drive time, 3 to 6 on HudsonRiverRadio.com. He plays great music. He's a funny bastard.
He's
Please
great.
Listen to him, right?
We love him.
We love him.
Yeah.
I could take him or leave him.
I've had them.
Hated it.
He told me. Men you weren't film. That good.
Yeah, he's had better, too.
Yeah.
I wasn't trying that hard.
You think with blue balls like that, you'd be able to deliver a little more.
I know what happened. He made you get on top. Ruined
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
ruined
like a
it.
Ghost.
Yeah. yeah.
Just a little pressure and some coldness.
Yeah. Oh, there's my love life.
Pressure
before
and coldness,
Mr.
my mother-in-law.
Oh, like
oh yeah. All right. Cliche hacky, sorry.
That's right. Friday, December 15th, I'll be in Clifford, Pennsylvania. It's a big red dog. Huddle, huddle, ho. At the Fern Hall Inn. For tickets, call 570-222-3676. Saturday, December 16th, I will be in New York, New York, at the Greenwich Village Comedy Club on the 6 p.m. show. For tickets, call 212-777-5233.
Good.
I thought you looked like you wanted to say something.
No, I was stifling a yawn.
This show will do that.
Oh, man.
It's late. I've been up since 6.
Well, oh, my God. So. It's like Joe was here to deliver that cigarette.
We would like to thank Adam and Mercedes for joining us tonight.
Thank you very much.
It was a pleasure being here.
Really yeah, fun. Thank you. This was great.
Appreciate you guys taking time out of your schedule to babysit us.
Nice to sit so close
somebody's
to all that moisture.
It's like being next to a warm front when you're next to Pip.
I'm sorry for some of it, but not sorry.
Pip, 80% humidity helix.
That's right. But I am a warm front. I'm just saying. Yeah, well, you love
and
it.
Flapjacks in the back.
Ew, that is just not attractive.
I'm not 13. It's okay.
Oh, my God. Now we're going to talk about your rape stories.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, do you want to tell you real quick? Was that hug story your Me Too story?
No.
Do you want to tell it real quick?
Is this the clean part of the show?
No, you can say whatever you want.
Okay, so
yeah, this is anything good.
I told this story to a female comic.
I just feel we should leave him wanting more.
Yeah. I told this story to a female comic night before last. In 1989, I was doing a show up in Rochester, New York, a play. And while I was up there, my girlfriend at the time broke up with me. So there I was in Rochester in February, having just been broken up with. 2 hours a day I'm doing the show, 22 hours a day I'm thinking about having been broken up with. So it's a miserable time, and it's Rochester.
Yeah.
Right. So the sun comes out in March.
Only good thing about Rochester is the garbage plates. Garbage plates are good.
Yeah. I've heard that.
The other good thing about Rochester is that eventually I got to leave. So there it is, February. I'm miserable. I'm doing the show. I'm fairly close with the cast. There was a lovely young actress in the cast who was a wonderful person, but I was really depressed. I wake up 3 a.m. one night. She's naked in my bed with me.
Oh, God.
Right? She's apparently told the hotel staff to let her in, and she's let me in. So she's naked in my bed. Quite a shock to me.
Yeah.
Right? So I tell this story to a comic.
Is she asleep?
Friend of mine. No. I'm asleep. Okay. I wake up. She's
there. Being the
succubus. Starting up
she's
with me.
There.
You poor thing.
Yeah. Well, I just wasn't feeling it. I was miserable and depressed.
I understand.
And she was a lovely person.
You know what cures? You know what cures that? Pussy. Pussy
well,
cures that.
Well, just hold on.
Uh-oh.
You're heckling
he's
my
he's
story.
I'm sorry.
I'm being radio heckled.
I apologize. I should have heckled you before I introduced you.
Yeah.
He's trying to tell me too, and you're being fuck you. So
you know what?
Go.
It's a typical guy thing to make light of this. I'm being insensitive.
So I told the story to a female comic, a young female comic, the other night, and she said, "Well, did you go for it?" I said, "I just wasn't feeling it." And she says, "That makes no sense. Guys always go for it." I said, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, I was a young man. I just wasn't feeling it." She said, I just don't understand." I said, "I can't explain it, but I didn't do it." I think I was sexually harassed. I think I was microaggressed.
Microaggressed.
That was macroaggressed. That was full on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but if it was reversed, and she said, "I think you were." I said, "I think I was." She said, "You were microaggressed. You were sexually assaulted. You were also a pussy."
And you're just discovering that now.
That I'm a pussy?
Well,
I think you should have put it in her safe space.
That's the shame part.
Right. That was the punchline. But
No,
we
were familiar with the way you held it at the end.
Yeah. Right. But
not by the writing of
it. I didn't get anything here, but I got big laughs. It's worked twice already.
But is it a true story?
It is a true story.
You have a valid point. Sometimes we're not in the mood. So I was...
Guys don't always go for it.
The interesting aspect of this, right. No, the interesting aspect is it's kind of a, I mean, it's an amusing story. Mercedes is smiling, even if I blew the laugh line on it. But because the reversal makes it somehow comical. But the interesting thing to think about is why, if the situation were reversed, it's clearly sexual harassment.
Yes. Yes.
I didn't actually feel violated because I felt mainly kind of guilty and pathetic for not going for it.
I think you were looking for the word flattered. You felt flattered.
I was flattered.
You weren't threatened.
I wasn't threatened.
But you know, right, but he's absolutely right. If a guy does that, well, you know, he's in jail.
It's jail.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Certainly, at least censure from the Equity Union, Actors Equity.
But, that would hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Worse than jail.
Worse than jail.
Right. But
at least jail, you get anal.
So what is it, ladies? What is it? Yeah. But what is it? Is it
you
just
don't put bump anal? By the way, that's like you know, anal is never but dump.
No,
who
found,
do you?
You found a way to make anal a.
No, yeah. Anal is never but dump. Am I? But it's never but dump bump. That is the one thing that's.
Well, then
it's
you've,
not a pun.
Well, then you've never done it right.
It is the dump bump. Yeah, that's exactly what you're doing.
It's the dump bump. That
yeah, but it's not
but
dump bump. But he was like a trite pun. Anal is never a trite
well, maybe
pun.
Maybe the bow is the foreplay, but dump bump is definitely what's right. happening.
No, all kidding aside, all anal aside, the
say it's awkward.
It's an interesting. I think the physical threat or
absolutely.
The fact that I wasn't physically threatened because I was stronger than her. Is part of it, but I don't think that's all of it, because even if there were no perceived physical threat, because she was a friend, if the situation were reversed, there would have been no physical
threat. I think
there
was violation. You clearly, your privacy was violated, and your space was violated.
Yeah.
Now, you were sleeping. You don't know if she touched you or anything. If she touched
no,
you...
I do know. But
did she touch you?
Yeah.
Sure she did.
What'd
yeah,
you do?
Sure she did.
This is the forum
for I'm not going to get into the details.
This is where you do... You
I
just
have,
tell us the story, and
I have kids.
They're not listening.
Let's hope not.
Yeah.
We made them tune out long.
Those details are not
did
important.
She handle goods? Was she a package handler, like UPS?
To quote the movies from Silver Streak, she knew what goes where and why.
Ah, okay. Yes.
So then you were sexually assaulted?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, well, you were. There's no ifs, ands, or buts.
But if I report that, I'm going to get laughed out of the police station.
Possibly, yes.
No,
yes.
Not today.
Right. Well, 1989.
Well,
like, a week
89?
Ago, maybe, but
yeah.
not
yeah.
today.
A week
ago.
Yeah.
Pre-Harvey. I guess there's BCE, there's BHW, and AD after Dick.
No, but I mean, any way you slice it, you were sexually harassed and assaulted.
But I didn't feel.
But
at
never
the time,
threatened.
I respected her. She wanted something. She pursued it. I politely and with declined the offer.
Yeah, but if we pursue in that way, it's not respected.
Right.
It's creepy. It's lechy.
Right.
Oh.
It's Franken.
Beyond
it's Moore.
It's scary.
It's Trump.
Yeah, no, it's not.
It's
it
Weinstein.
Okay.
It's Spacey.
It wouldn't have been okay for me to do
Halperin.
That.
Halperin, no.
As much as it kind of wasn't okay for her to do it,
it wasn't okay for her to do
it. No,
that.
It wasn't okay.
No.
Really?
No.
Can I weep now?
You should wear a pussy
come
hat.
Here. Yeah. Come here.
Do you have a pink tie?
See, you're joking at my expense.
She's
if
not being
I wasn't
sensitive.
So disgusting, I would hug you.
She's not being sensitive to your needs and your fragility.
Yeah, I am feeling fragile.
I'm just
having
on his pink
no,
tie.
No, you're a cold and
did
sensitive
I laugh,
bitch.
Did I laugh at your story of having your breast cupped?
No.
No, but it's okay. The point is, my point is, it is funny. Because of the reversal.
Yeah.
Right? I almost feel like she should let you cup her breast. I almost feel that makes it okay.
Yeah. But wait, which one was it? It has to be the other one.
Because the first one's gotten enough attention.
But, right. Oh, God.
It was the right one.
I'm so going to hell.
But I think it highlights a point that of course, I'm in favor of equality for women in the social, political sense. But it does highlight the fact that I'm going to make head shit for this, but men and women aren't the same, and women don't want to be treated the same.
That's true.
There are
differences.
That's true.
You don't want to get into the separate but equal.
You want
a
door held.
Different.
You like when guys buy you drinks.
Right.
You like the niceties of it, but in the business place, you want to feel pretty, but you also want to be respected.
Right.
Which makes it very difficult for men because we don't know what the fuck to do anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So what we have to all acknowledge is that we're in a changing situation.
Oh, yeah.
And we have to be, in real time, willing to change with the situation.
But that being said, I don't think breaking and entering was ever really okay, Adam. I mean, that's what she did, man. I know how you felt like you couldn't say anything, and I totally get that.
Right. Uh-huh.
But there's no justification for what she did.
No.
If you wanted her, you would have made it clear to her that you wanted her.
Right.
and you did not. And she took advantage of you. Prone.
Well, and comedy is, a lot of comedy is the surprise.
Right.
So the fact that the roles were reversed is the surprise, so that's what makes it funny to us. But when we start thinking
about it. Thanks for explaining comedy, Pip.
No, but what I'm saying is,
she's right.
But when we think about it, it's like, but wait a minute. In reality, if you're just telling a joke, haha, but this really happened to somebody, and that was not okay.
No, it's not okay.
Not okay at all.
Well, but then, I mean...
Are you traumatized?
I feel like you're trying to. I feel like you're actually trying to come to terms with what happened. Like I feel like you're fighting between your masculinity and your humanity at the same time.
No, I'm trying. I'm trying to understand. Look, I have a degree in linguistic philosophy, right? So I studied my philosophy thesis was a Wittgensteinian analysis of Kant's metaphysics of ethics and a brief discussion of the amorphous limits of ethical language games.
So Applebee's was your end game.
Yeah, Applebee's, right? Yeah.
Boom. Boom.
Right. So I waited tables.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Our heads are exploding.
No, right. But I mean that was just the title, right? So I think
it's not gonna fit on one line.
Yeah, yeah. It was a paragraph. The title is a paragraph. The title was the first page.
They always do
by the way, if I was your professor, I'd go, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, never read it. I got it back. The staple was still in.
Yeah, that's the right response to that.
They produce abstracts with titles that go on forever.
Right, right. Yeah. So, but my point is, so I mean, I think the situation is fraught with nuance and comic possibilities and philosophical and complexities that the Me Too movement, as right-minded as it is, kind of wants to kind of whitewash or pinkwash or something.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, we're trying to deal with a topic that has been pushed away for a long time.
Right.
And, you know, whenever there is inequality, the pendulum swings, you know, way over to the...
And you're not going to like it when it comes back.
Right.
No.
Because it is going to come back.
It is going to come back.
Because we're not finding that... we're not really trying to work through this.
No, we're just trying to push.
We're trying to right hundreds of years of wrongs.
Right, and do it, like, super quickly.
Right, exactly.
Like, all of a sudden, oh, you know, you can't do that. Yesterday, that was okay. Today, absolutely not.
I'm telling you, women are not going to be happy when they're not getting jobs that they're qualified for. And it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard to sue to say that that's not the reason you didn't get the job.
But it's so annoying that it's been like this forever.
Decades.
And just because women are speaking out, and
you should speak
okay
out, but
speak out. No, but we got a minute and a half to speak out. Then it's going to be slam, you bitches.
Well, no, it's not. No,
right?
It's not the speaking out. It's the way this is all going down.
Yeah.
It's not that you're speaking out. It's this rush to judgment. None of this is before the courts. It's just, you know.
I know.
It's word versus word.
Right.
What you really need is like a bunch of women speaking out, and it goes before the courts.
Yes.
That's right. What you need. Where
that
it's
would
not
be
just.
Great.
That's what has to happen.
Right.
Because, you know, they've tried with Cosby, and it hasn't really worked.
Nope.
So we'll see.
Yeah.
But you were violated. You were violated. You were violated. Nobody wants me. Okay.
Shall we all take turns touching David?
I told you, I felt like my ass has been grabbed while taking pictures.
Yeah.
With women, but I didn't feel. I just felt weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I feel like women have done that as a comic.
Yeah.
But in you know, you can't really do that.
No.
You can't really do that to a woman. But like I feel
all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my god. All the time.
I did theater for years. I'm sure there are lots of pictures of people with their hands on their butts and boobs.
Yep.
And I got my package grabbed by a gay guy. You know, he said, "You're really gay," and I said, "I don't think so." And he grabbed my package and I said, "No, not working for me."
No tingle. Yeah. Sorry. Next.
Yeah. Yeah. Not even once in college, gay.
Yeah.
So you know, not that there would have been anything wrong if it had. But
thank you, Jerry.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I was interested to see, you know, every guy wonders when you're a kid, you know, maybe that's the way to go. But
all right.
On that awkward note,
thank everybody for listening to this marathon show.
Yes.
If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell them.